this obviously follows the significant, very significant changes that have taken place in ZANU-PF, which have therefore affected the leadership structure in Zimbabwe. The erstwhile Vice President, Mrs. Joyce Mujuru, was fired a few days ago. And in her place, President Mugabe is now appointing Emmerson Mnangagwa and Pelekezela Mpoko as the new vice presidents of the country.
Why choose two instead of one? They appear not to have any significant powers to challenge him in any way.
Well, there is a historical dimension to this whole issue of the number of vice presidents in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe went through a terrible time in the 1980s when there was almost a civil war between the two main political parties. They then joined together, ZANU-PF and PF-ZAPU, to become ZANU-PF, headed by President Mugabe. Now, the power arrangement then was that they would share the vice presidency of the party. So that was an accommodation of the other party. And has almost become a convention that in ZANU-PF, there is always two vice presidents, one coming from the old ZAPU and the other coming from the old ZANU. And also there is also a bit of tribal balancing in that equation, because ZAPU generally was dominated by people from the southern region of the country, although it was a national party, but it does represent persons from the southern region of the country, and that has been the case since the independence.
What do you think is next for Mrs. Mujuru after she was kicked out? Now she can't even compete in the power structures of the ZANU-PF anymore. What's next for her?
Well, it's difficult to say at this early stage. I think it has come as a shock to most people, because if you asked any Zimbabwean in the middle of the year who would become President Mugabe's successor, I think most people would have said Joyce Mujuru. She was almost there. But unfortunately, there has been a palace coup, essentially. Mr. Mnangagwa has managed to get in front of her, and he is now the heir apparent to President Mugabe. What's next for her? There are two choices. Either she opts out and decides to challenge President Mugabe or his replacement in the 2008 elections, in which case she might have a chance. She does have a popular following at the grassroots level, although she might not have the structures of a political party. But she would also have to consider the costs and benefits of moving out of ZANU-PF. In many cases, ZANU-PF has a file on each and every member of that political party, and all the crimes and shenanigans that you may have committed during your tenure will be brought up as soon as you decide to challenge the power structure. So she might decide for self-preservation to remain in ZANU-PF, lie low for some time, hoping that she will get a chance. Mind you, Emmerson Mnangagwa himself wanted to become vice president in 2004, but was pipped by Joyce Mujuru. He did not leave ZANU-PF. He lay low for some time, and he has made a spectacular recovery and is now the vice president, as he wanted to do. So Joyce Mujuru might look at that and think, well, there is an opportunity. I will come back one day.
So you think she has an opportunity of a political Lazarus in Zimbabwe's politics?
Well, you know what? You can never say never. As I have said, she does have support. She did have people who supported her. One of the reasons why she has been pushed out was because she had become a significant threat to President Mugabe. She controlled the bulk of the party, and all those people who had been elected, who were supporting her, were thrown out as part of the move to remove her. So she does control a large constituency within ZANU-PF, and indeed she has managed to gain a lot of sympathy among a lot of Zimbabweans with the way that she has been treated and the way that she has carried herself during her trials and tribulations, regardless of the fact that most Zimbabweans do not believe that ZANU-PF people are innocent or that she is corruption-free herself. But she has gained some sympathy out of this whole episode. So she remains a threat, although she is now without power, or rather the authority of the state.